Hola and welcome to today's Pro Spanish lesson. The word take has several different meanings in English, and so in Spanish there are several different equivalents that we can use for take. The first one that we'll look at is take as in to pick something up. So don't forget to take the keys. Don't forget to pick up the keys. Don't forget to take the money, don't forget to pick up the money. Or you could say to somebody, take the money, take it. Okay, and that kind of take is coger, C-O-G-E-R, coger. So to take hold of, to pick up something. So let's have a practice of this. So we'll put some vocabulary in a grid. And we'll just focus on two verb forms, because I think this way you'll get the most practical application from this. So we'll use coge, coge, as in take, as in the command take. Take the money, coge, coge. And cogí, I took. Okay, so the first one is coge, command, you take. And the second one is cogí, I took. Coge and cogí. And then we'll just have el dinero, the money. Las llaves, the keys. Tu chubasquero. Tu chubasquero. And chubasquero is a waterproof coat, waterproof. Tu chubasquero. Incidentally, un chubasco is a shower, like a rain shower, un chubasco. Okay, and I didn't mention that this kind of take and coger, as well as to take hold of, to pick up, it can also be used as in to take a mode of transport, to take a taxi or to take a train or to take a bus. So we can also use coger for that. So I'm going to add un taxi, un taxi. Okay, so take a taxi. Okay, so let's have a practice. How would you say to somebody, take the money, take the money? Coge el dinero, coge el dinero, take the money. So pick up the money. How about take your waterproof? Like it's raining outside, so take your waterproof. What would that be? Coge tu chubasquero. Coge tu chubasquero. Take your waterproof. How about I took a taxi? What would that be? I took a taxi. Cogí un taxi. Cogí un taxi. How about I didn't take the keys? I didn't pick up the keys. And I'm sure you know, but to make a negative, you just put no at the beginning. So how would you say, I didn't pick up, I didn't take the keys? What would that be? No cogí las llaves. No cogí las llaves. How about I took your waterproof? I took your waterproof. What would that be? Cogí tu chubasquero. Cogí tu chubasquero. How about take a taxi? Take a taxi. What would that be? Coge un taxi. Coge un taxi. Okay, now for coge and cogí, or coger, the infinitive verb, to mean take in these contexts, we could actually say tomar as well. Tomar is quite commonly used. I would say in Spain, coger is more common in these instances than tomar, but you might see it anyway. Okay, so far we've seen take as in to take hold of something to pick up, and take as in to take transport. And in these cases, we can use coger, and we saw coge, like take, the command, and cogí, I took. And we'll just take a brief pause there while I mention the Levels 1 to 6 Pro Spanish course, available for download from prospanish.co.uk. And this course takes the complete beginner or near beginner right up to a conversational level of Spanish in a series of easy to follow steps. Okay, so back to the lesson. Another kind of take is to take something somewhere. Okay, so to take a book to the library, to take the money to the bank. So to take something somewhere. And in this case, in Spanish, we use llevar, llevar. And llevar has got the idea behind it of carry, to carry something. So you carry something from one place to another. You carry it somewhere. So llevar is to take something somewhere. Okay, so let's have a little, let's have a look. So we'll start off with, as we did before, we'll just stick to the to. So you do this as a command, lleva, lleva, so take, and llevé, I took, llevé, I took. And let's have el dinero, the money, esto, this, and a tu hermano, your brother. Just very, very quickly, the reason why there's a, so tu hermano is your brother, but a tu hermano is something called the personal a, and after a verb, if it's a person, so take your brother, take your friend, take Pablo, it's a. Okay, so if we were going to use it with take Maria, then it would be a Maria, because it's a person. The other ones, the money and this, they don't have that. They're not people. It's not personal. Okay, and we'll then have, at the end, we'll have a la fiesta, to the party, al banco, to the bank, and a casa, home, or to home. And obviously, we have to have a place here, because this meaning of take, llevar, is taking something somewhere. That's what it specifically means, carrying something somewhere. So how would you say, take the money to the bank? Take the money to the bank. What would that be? Lleva el dinero al banco. Lleva el dinero al banco. How about take this home? Take this home. What would that be? Lleva esto a casa. Lleva esto a casa. How about I took this to the party? I took this to the party. What would that be? Llevé esto a la fiesta. Llevé esto a la fiesta. How about take your brother home? Take your brother home. What would that be? Lleva a tu hermano a casa. Lleva a tu hermano a casa. How about I took your brother to the party? I took your brother to the party. What would that be? Llevé a tu hermano a la fiesta. Llevé a tu hermano a la fiesta. Okay? So, taking something to a place, carrying something to a place, llevar, llevar. And while we're on llevar, there's a slight change that we can make to llevar, so that we also have a slight change in the meaning of take. If we want to say to somebody to take something away with them. So take it, meaning go away with it. Then we use llevar, but we use the reflexive form or the pronominal form. So we would say llévate by putting the te on, so take it yourself, llévate. Or for I took, me llevé, me llevé. So it's similar to what we've just looked at, but this time we're not going to say to take it to a place, because the idea is just take it away with you. So for example, if an older child or a teenager was about to go out, the parent might say, take your brother, take your brother. And that means, obviously, we can't use coger in that sentence. It doesn't mean to like take hold of him, pick him up. We're not saying take him to a place, so we can't use llevar by itself, but we can use llévate, llévate, llévate. So we're just making it, taking the reflexive form by adding te on yourself, or the pronominal form. So llévate a tu hermano, take your brother. So I'm just going off to the shops. Can you take your brother? Puedes llevarte a tu hermano. Can you take your brother away? Can you take him with you? Okay, so let's have it as we had before, but we'll just change lleva to llévate, pronominal form, and me llevé for I took something away. And obviously we're going to not have now the a la fiesta, so to the party, to the bank, home, because the point of this is we're not saying to take somebody to a place, it's just taking them away from here. So how would we say take the money, as in take the money with you? What would that be? Llévate el dinero. Llévate el dinero. How about I took this? I took this. And it could be in the context of I stole this. I took this in my put this in my pocket and I took it away. I took this. What would that be? Llevé esto. Llevé esto. How about something we looked at just a second ago as an example? How about take your brother? Take your brother. What would that be? Llévate a tu hermano. Llévate a tu hermano. So take your brother away with you. Okay, so far we've seen take as coger, which was to pick up, to take hold of something, and also coger for to take a mode of transport, a taxi, a train, coger un tren, take a train. We've seen llevar, to take one thing, to take something to a place. So llevar dinero al banco, to take money to the bank. And we've just seen llevarse, so that's the infinitive form, the reflexive or pronominal form, to take something away, to remove it. And we practiced with the forms llévate, so take the command, take something away, and me llevé, I took whatever it might be away. I took this. Could even be I stole this. So most of the meanings of take we have seen so far have involved taking something away, or taking something to a place, or generally moving something from somewhere. So in coger, we are taking it, we're picking it up from somewhere. We're taking the money from the table or from the drawer, or whatever it might be. For llevar, we're taking something to a different, to another place. And llevarse, we're just taking it away, we're removing it. And most of the remaining, not all of them, but most of the remaining meanings of take are tomar, tomar. And we'll notice with these, they don't tend to have the same idea of moving something away as the other three do. So, tomar, for example, to use to take medicine or tablets or even some food. Tomar, so tomar medicina, to take medicine. It could be to take a decision. Tomar una decisión. It could be to take a shower, to take a break. So we can see with all of these examples, take a decision, take some medicine, take a shower. It's not really about moving something to another place or away, as we've seen before. So we're using tomar, tomar. So let's make up a grid, and again, we'll use toma for the command, take, you take, and tomé for I took. And we'll have dos pastillas, two tablets or pills, una decisión, a decision, un descanso, a rest, una ducha, a shower, and un baño, a bath. Okay, so how would we say take a break? What would that be? Toma un descanso. Toma un descanso. How about take two tablets? Take two tablets. And it might be take two tablets every day. What would take two tablets be? Toma dos pastillas. Toma dos pastillas. How about I didn't take a shower? I didn't take a shower. What would that be? No tomé una ducha. No tomé una ducha. How about take a bath? Take a bath. Toma un baño. Toma un baño. How about I took a decision? Tomé una decisión. Tomé una decisión. How about I didn't take a break? No tomé un descanso. No tomé un descanso. Okay, so we've seen take, as in coger, to pick something up, to take hold of something, or to take a mode of transport, a train or a taxi. We've seen llevar, to take something to a place. Llevar el dinero al banco, to take the money to the bank. We've seen llevarse, the reflexive form for llevar, but without mentioning a place. So it just means to take it away, to remove something from the place. So, llévate a tu hermano. Take away, take your brother away with you. And we've just learnt that in most of the other cases where there isn't movement away or to another place involved, that we'd use tomar, tomar. So, tomar un descanso, to take a rest. Tomar una pastilla, to take a tablet. And that's all we've got time for in today's lesson. As mentioned previously, if you're looking to become a confident and a competent speaker of Spanish, head over to prospanish.co.uk where you can download the full Levels 1 to 6 course.